Radio you can depend on. News Talk KZRG around the region. Pretty much the same temp. 66 in Bentonville at Walmart. 68 in Monette. 68 in Springfield. 68 in Grove. It's 70 in Pittsburgh. 70 in Neosho. 70 in Joplin. 70 in Webb City. And State Representative Charlie Davis is on the live line. This is where the newsmakers come to talk to us here at KZRG and keeps you informed. So you had the special session. The vote took place yesterday. Were you surprised by the outcome?
Oh, absolutely not. But what I was surprised is, you know, you had the story on where they were trying to place the life or the value of Michael Brown's life in Ferguson. And apparently it's worth about $3 million, yet the Democrats yesterday were standing and fighting, saying that it is justified that we can murder 2,500 babies in St. Louis every year. You know, that cheapens life. You know, and I'm appalled that anybody would stand up and say that we need to protect the right of somebody to kill their baby. You know, I'm offended by that, and I think the vast majority of the people in Southwest Missouri are. So we in the Republican Party have a tendency of placing much value on life, and that's why we wanted to make sure that we worked on this piece of legislation this year. And it's not just the life of the unborn. That is a tremendous piece of it, but it's also in this bill, it was about saving the life of the woman, because in St. Louis, over the past 2 years, there have been about 64 times that an ambulance had to be sent out to that facility and the lady taken and rushed to the hospital. But what was sad is, of course, Planned Parenthood would always tell the ambulance, don't come with your lights on, don't come with your sirens on. As a matter of fact, don't even come through the front door. Come to the backside so people don't see that we're having problems.
That's appalling.
It is appalling. And, you know, what's more amazing to me is that the ladies on the left are standing up and defending that. Of course, they're defending Planned Parenthood when we're trying to defend the life of the mother, the life of the woman.
Right.
And, you know, for us to get the ambulances there, that is not normal procedure. You know, when an ambulance is called, when 911 is called, the ambulance wants to get there as fast as they can, lights on, sirens on, come to the front door, get to the nearest place where they can actually help the patient. So we wanted to fight for the unborn as well as fight for the lives of the women.
So what's different with this legislation? Now, also, it empowers the attorney general that he can file and go after these abortion doctors if they break the law.
Well, here's something that is kind of important to understand about that issue. You know, Planned Parenthood is a very far left-wing organization. You know, they're funded by a lot of left-wing donors, et cetera. You've got prosecutors that are in these areas, especially in St. Louis, because that's where our only surgical abortion facility is in Missouri. And the prosecutors in St. Louis will never go after Planned Parenthood, because you've got a left-wing prosecutor will never go after a left-wing facility like Planned Parenthood. So what we decided we need to do is say, fine, okay, if the prosecutor in those areas refused to file suit against Planned Parenthood, because I think when we were debating this yesterday, there have been 8 infractions in the past couple years from Planned Parenthood, yet there has never been a charge from their local prosecutor. So what we decided we were going to do is we need to let the attorney general have concurrent jurisdiction, so that way in the event that the local prosecutor refuses to file suit for the facility breaking the law, then our attorney general also has the authority to do it. It's about protecting the lives of the ladies.
So he could do it. He could file a lawsuit. He could go after these people individually outside of the state, outside of the county prosecutor, and overrule them, so to speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go totally around them.
Absolutely. It's the whole thing is if the prosecutor in that area refuses to file charges, then the attorney general himself can do it.
Makes sense to me. So now this goes...
Absolutely. It does make sense to us that are kind of built on common sense.
Yeah.
The whole thing is if somebody refuses to file charges against a criminal, then anybody should have that right to do it. And in this case, it's going to be our attorney general, who is a staunch supporter of life.
Now, the other part of this, it also strengthens the requirements of tracking the fetal tissue. What's that all about?
Well, if you look at the requirement in the state of Missouri, we have banned partial birth abortions. You cannot abort a baby after 21 weeks. And there's two things. Number one, when that tissue is removed from the lady, and it's kind of hard to even talk about, but when the tissue is removed, they have to make sure that the gestational period is after 21 weeks. It also goes to an individual who is going to actually examine the tissue to make sure there's no disease. But it's also to make sure that Planned Parenthood is not selling body parts.
Right.
Even though the left are determined to say that those videos were fake, they're fraudulent, we know it to be fact. They started videoing before they walked in the facility, and they videotaped the whole thing. So it was 100% true, and we want to make sure that we are not using aborted babies to profit and to sell those body parts to gain to entities that wish to do those such things.
So when you are putting this legislation together, are you cognizant of legal efforts that could overturn everything you're doing?
Well, absolutely. No matter what we do, we know Planned Parenthood is going to challenge it. They're going to challenge it in the courts. But, you know, my job is not to determine what an entity is going to do as far as filing suit. My job is to do what is right for the people of this state. What is the right thing to do for the unborn baby? What is the right thing to do for the women that choose to have an abortion, regardless of what the outcome of a lawsuit is going to be? Planned Parenthood, we know they're going to sue. You know, we have made every effort. We have many lawyers in the House. Some of the lawyers are good. Some of them are better than others. But we have had some of them. They sit around and they look at it, and they look at some of the Supreme Court rulings, some of the court rulings in the past, when they have made a statement, and then they write the law. They change the law to address some of those issues. So the lawyers in the House look at this and say they believe that everything has been taken care of, that the judge thought was unconstitutional. Granted, the judge might not like it. Planned Parenthood might not like it. The left might not like it. But it is constitutional, and it is the right thing to do.
KZRG News Time 717. We're speaking with State Representative Charlie Davis about the special session and the vote that took place yesterday on the abortion language. Are we going to see another special session?
Well, you know, this special session is not over yet. We passed the bill out of the House, and since it was amended, we had a House committee substitute, and it was amended. It is going back to the Senate, and the Senate has got two options. They can either take up this bill and pass it, and it will go to the governor, or they can say, we don't agree with provisions of it. We're going to go to conference, and then the House and the Senate will come together probably Monday, Tuesday of next week, conference, work out the differences, and then the bills will be brought back up to the Senate and the House. So we're going back again most likely next week, because I don't know if the Senate is going to like all the good provisions that the House put in. We asked if we were going to have any other special sessions in the near future. We were told that as of right now, we do not know of any call for another special session, but I wouldn't put it past the governor. There is many things that we should have done this year that the House did do that didn't make it across the finish line in the Senate. And if he calls us back to do some great things in Missouri, I'm okay with going back there to do it. I think one of the most important things we can do is job creation and protect the lives of the unborn and the people of our state. And if he sees something else that we need to do, maybe prescription drug monitoring program, maybe he sees that there may be a necessity to go ahead and do that.
Right.
I think we could probably wait till next year to do it.
Sure.
Because it does cost some money for us to be there every day. So I would be okay with us waiting till next year. But the things with the lives of the women and the babies, that's crucial, and the job creation is also time-sensitive.
Well, Charlie, I had heard there was a lot of concern that since the House did amend the Senate's version of the abortion restriction bill, that the House's version was so much, it seems a little more strict than the Senate version, that you guys weren't going to be able to come to a conclusion, even whenever it goes to committee, that you're just going to be back at square one when it's all said and done, that you guys won't be able to come to an agreement.
I think at the end of it, we're going to come to an agreement. Granted, the bill that we sent back to the Senate was quite a bit stricter than the Senate's version. The Senate has a tendency of not being able to get out really strong legislation, so they have to compromise and they give in. But when it comes to the House, you know, we control the House. Republicans, when you look at the vote, 110 to 38.
Right.
And we had a lot of people that weren't there. So obviously, the House, we have the fortitude to do what the right thing to do is, and we will progress legislation that is in the language that we think is the right thing to do. The Senate sometimes is a little bit more difficult. So, granted, the House bill is a little bit stricter than the Senate bill. That's why we will probably go to conference on it. We will work it out. I'm going to do my best to make sure that we get something across the finish line, because even the Senate version of the bill was good. We just wanted to make it better in the House.
Well, I got a question on this. You know, we've heard a lot of the bad press between some of the Republican senators and the governor, and some have used the special sessions as a opportunity to beef their disagreement with the governor. What do you make of all that? What's that all about?
Well, whenever you have supermajorities in the House and the Senate, whenever you've got a larger amount of Republicans than we've ever had in our history, there's always going to be some infighting, and that's unfortunate. I believe we're like a football team, whether it's the Webb City Cardinals, Carl Johnson Bulldogs. You know, we should all band together to win at the end of the day. Win the game is our goal, rather than the offense blaming the defense for dropping a ball or something. You know, the whole gist of it is to win at the end of the day. And unfortunately, some people have some personalities that won't allow that to die. When the governor, you know, I wish sometimes he wouldn't tweet some things, but Trump is the same way. There's some things that Trump tweets that some people deem controversial and that he shouldn't do. But, you know, they're their own men. They have their own policies. They have their own method of communicating their information to the public. You know, if the governor were to bash me personally, if he was justified in doing it, I'd be okay. I'd make a change in my views or my policies or my beliefs. But there are some people that are so headstrong and believe that, you know, it's my way or the highway. And we have a few senators that have a little bit of beef with the governor because the governor called them out on a few pieces of legislation earlier in the year. You know, at the end of the day, what we should do is we should do what is right for all Missouri citizens and do everything we can to make sure that Missouri is a better state when we lay our head on our bed every night. And unfortunately, some people don't have that tendency of doing them.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. KZRG News Time is 7:23.
Get free local news, weather, radar. Wake up with KZRG on your phone. All with the KZRG app powered by Quapaw Casino.